Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
At Mr. Skinno, in case you missed that, check it out on the podcast. We're going to push back David Duchovny. No, we're not pushing it back because we would never cancel David Duchovny. They're pushing his interview back, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he had something that he has to go film and be in a movie. So a couple of weeks, we'll probably hopefully be talking to him.
Nick's got some comedy this week. He's out and about Wednesday in Council Bluffs, right?
Yes. Third Base Bar and Grill Wednesday.
Friday night.
Friday, Barleycorns in Wichita.
Wichita.
And Saturday, I'll be at the Big Canvas here in Omaha.
Are you leaving from the show Friday to head down? That's a 6-hour drive. You know that.
Which five. Yeah,
five
I'm not
hours.
Exactly.
Five hours. I'm sorry, 5 hours.
When I'll leave, I'll have to leave early in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Go see Meatball.
Right. You're going to hang out with Meatball?
Yeah.
Oh, cool,
we'll
cool.
Be on T95 that afternoon.
Are you
going to
be on T95
yep.
that afternoon? Cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Nick will be live on T95 Friday afternoon. Cool.
Six, if you want to stop in that Casey's. Where is that?
I think I do.
Where we take a shower?
York. Heston, Kansas?
Heston.
Oh, the Casey's. Yeah,
the shower, not the subway.
Oh, yeah. The subway's in York.
Subway's
the shower's
in
Casey's.
The trucker shower is in Heston.
And
well, it's perfect. I won't shower at home before I leave it. I'll just shower at Casey's.
No,
yes.
Do it there. And we arrange somebody for you to shower with.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll need a shower after that for sure.
It's not
from
alone.
The shame.
A shower after the shower?
From the shame.
Yeah.
We had four guys in there?
Something like that.
Well, a guy did meet us down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was hilarious.
I don't think you're allowed to shower alone in a truck stop.
<That's good. laughs>
One of those communal
things. You're not allowed.
Well, it's about water conservation.
Scoot over. So we scoot.
So if you reserve a time and you're the only person there, you have to wait for somebody else to show up?
Yep. Just bring your flip-flops. You want your shower
you
shoes.
Go walking around the parking lot. Will you shower with me?
Yeah.
Will you shower with me?
Yeah, try that.
It's Lil Wayne's birthday today.
He's
39.
He's like 5'6".
I think
he's
short.
Yeah. You're just moving on from that. Happy birthday to Lil Wayne.
We talked about the gorilla at the Bronx Zoo last week. The gorillas.
Yeah.
The one performing is male.
Uh-oh.
The sex of the other one receiving has not yet been released.
Oh. Well, we mentioned that the one performing was bigger. Like a much bigger gorilla.
Yeah, it's like a silverback.
But they're looking into it?
So was it female? Was she like a little?
And we will have a follow-up?
I don't know that we will have a follow-up.
Was it gay gorilla sex? Somebody should know.
Well, you can't just identify
someone should know.
One of them.
Yes, you can.
Well, the guy given was a guy.
Yeah, but somebody knows.
I know.
Somebody who works there knows those gorillas.
They didn't tell the Daily Mail.
Are they afraid to say it's gay?
I don't know.
You know,
they say that gorillas performing like this is quite common throughout the animal kingdom. Sightings of cheetahs, bears, bats, and other ape species doing this.
Cheetah.
Especially bonobos that, you know, we've mentioned any number of times.
Yeah, when it comes to animal sex, it's always bonobo.
They say that gorillas are the most likely to display responses similar to humans.
Well, yeah.
Meaning that, evolution. Yes, they do experience, you know, extreme joy when they're done.
Extreme.
And they also...
Well, while it's happening. How about when it's happening, extreme joy?
Well, yeah, they are also one of the only other animal species besides bonobos and humans to have sex in the military, missionary position.
All gorillas do missionary?
That's what it says here.
I haven't seen any of that yet.
Did they do doggy? They switch it up?
They probably do. So that if you watch that video again, the bigger gorilla kind of pushes the other one down, and the other one goes down. Oh, sure, I'll go down.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, dude.
That's not going to take.
They probably don't do any of the porn positions. You know, that are just there for porn.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they watch a lot of...
reverse cowgirl would be stupid.
Yeah, unless they watch a lot of porn.
Just so you can see
there's,
the action.
Right, there's no froggy in the animal world.
Or reverse cowgirl is stupid.
Not even with frogs?
Yeah.
Well, reverse cowgirl is simply for the camera.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't mind.
Yeah, what, being on top?
No, looking at it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like, oh, I'm on the bottom. Okay.
Yeah. Todd, I don't look at it to say.
Todd, you know, I'm on the bottom.
That's not natural.
Yeah. Why is it not natural everywhere?
People don't have sex like that.
If you're inserted, it's natural. In a human puss.
I wonder if these animals ever fake it. They're like eye rolling, like, oh, yeah. Wow, that was amazing.
I want to know if this man, this was a gay gorilla sex. They should advertise that, man.
I'm guessing the Bronx Zoo probably wants this to go away as quick as possible, and they're not going to comment.
But they're not going to stop it. You can't stop this. This is natural, you know.
But it's not going away.
Sure, I'll give you one. They must have had a bet or something like that. They bet on a game or something like that. You know, if they beat my team, I'm going to, hey, they won. All right.
It's a football bet.
It's a football bet.
My team wins. You got up me.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Facebook's plans to develop Instagram for kids is on hold following a report earlier this month that some teenagers blamed the app for suicidal thoughts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was thinking about inventing Facebook for dumbasses.
Right. No, that's called Facebook. Oh,
yeah, they got that.
Yeah, they've done that.
Yeah, they beat me to it.
Yeah. Yeah,
they did that. So that's kind of on hold for a bit.
Yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln's death certificate will be auctioned off. 156 years old, appears to be in pretty good condition, written in cursive penmanship.
Now that's pretty rare, so how much is this going to go for?
They are figuring...
We never know half the time.
Well, it's going up for sale at Moments in Time with an asking price so far of $425,000.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I would think it might hit a million, something like that, but that's a lot. It's still a lot of money. You know,
the document says that Lincoln's estate was worth $85,000 at the time of his death.
What is that now?
$1.42 million.
Okay. No, he wasn't rich. I mean, that's a nice nest egg. I get it, but he wasn't completely rich.
Right, but comparatively speaking, I believe he was on the higher end of the money earners than he would be today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sure.
At that.
I never thought of it that way.
As you should be. I get pissed at people, look at all the money that president has. Well, he was president.
Yeah.
He can go and speak, and he can write books. He's got a pretty unique perspective. So I don't care if you're...
Not all presidents can write books.
Oh, yeah. Well.
The current one, the last one is just a dumbass doing dumb speeches and lying every night. So he's not. He's probably getting paid for that crap.
His audience doesn't read either.
No,
so
they don't.
There's no sense in writing a book
or know the truth.
Oh, I've read they actually have been shopping him.
Oh, yeah.
They
well, I'll be a ghostwriter.
Sure.
No, no, nobody will take it because of the enormous mountain of fact-checking that would have to be
done. Oh, yeah. So, that's right. You get
literally,
sued.
That's the story.
Oh, it is.
Nobody will give him a deal because of the...
Oh, yeah.
Because he would lie.
He would just get on there...
Exactly.
And lie.
And lie.
Like he does on stage.
Yeah. And no publishing company wants to put themselves...
Lawsuits.
With a bunch of libel lawsuits.
It would never get past their legal department.
No.
No, that's why you got to stick to... One America News.
God. And self-publication.
Yeah, that too.
Todd, I'm not sure how you're going to take this out of the Banger Daily. Some people call it the Bangor Daily.
Nah, it's Banger Daily.
That's no fun.
No.
Lightning struck a tree where 8 cows had taken shelter from the rain. All 8 were electrocuted and dead.
Oh man.
Medium well.
The lightning bolt was strong enough to throw several of the cows 10 to 20 feet.
Whoa.
There was no salvaging of any meat as the heat of the lightning partially cooked the animals and it was starting to spoil immediately.
Wow.
Oh.
Somebody witnessed that in person? Like somebody up the farmer look out and say, oh, look at the cows underneath the tree. Oh, no.
No, he got a call from his neighbor.
Okay.
Why do you think for a second I would cheer for that?
Because you're afraid of cows. So you taught
them. They're your mortal enemy.
Yeah, they can't trample you.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I wish them dead.
Oh, they're not Packers. They're not people.
No.
No, Packers.
They're not people.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. Care.
Yeah, some emailers are insisting that both those gorillas were male. They must be looking a lot closer than we do.
I can't see a penis in that shot, and I've looked.
Well, here's why.
Well, it was engulfed.
Apparently, gorillas are a lot smaller other mammals that size.
Puss is always disappointed about that. Like, dude, there's nothing you can do about
every time.
Is it just a proportion thing?
Goats are bigger.
No, it is literally.
Oh, so if you're,
I think you're right.
Smaller.
If you're hung like a gorilla, that's not flattering.
You are not flattered.
No.
So they're able to make tools. Are there like female gorillas that you like find something in nature to make a dildo? If none of the gorillas are big enough.
Yeah, probably a bonobo. Yeah. The answer is always the bonobo. The bonobos use dildos.
You got a lot of time on your hands, don't you, Nick?
The bonobo.
That's a good thought.
It's a thought.
Well, maybe a gorilla penis is big enough for them. You know,
they don't know anything else.
No.
Yeah, are there size queens in the bonobo world?
Well, and all these gorillas that are doing it at the zoo, there's always an audience because it's rare that there's usually more than 2 gorillas in an enclosure.
Unless they wait till everybody goes home.
That's no fun.
That's against the Bible, though. If it's 2 gay gorillas, that's against the Bible. They're sinning. They're sinning right
God's
there.
God's pissed at those gorillas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're God will strike them down.
Right, yeah. Here we come. That's the Monkees, by the way, in case you don't know that song.
How crazy would it be to be looking at these cows and you're like, oh, look, they're all seeking shelter from the storm. Yeah. Then they all just fly to 20 feet. Like, what the hell?
Like, that was awesome. But it would be horrible to see, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm guessing there was a smell.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, but look out the window, like you say. Look out the window on your farm, and they're down there. I see them. Oh, yeah. Lightning, and they fly.
They just go flying.
No, the farmer immediately.
Lightning scares the hell out of me.
Is counting all the money he lost.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
No, but the neighbors saw it. Somebody went, that was awesome. Holy hell.
Yeah, who didn't have any money invested in
it. Right, right.
Well, the neighbor's cows had issues, too.
Yeah.
They're
probably grieving.
Yeah, PTSD.
They were all sad. Out of Denmark, health experts are concerned and baffled. I'm baffled, less concerned.
All right.
Young Danes are putting nicotine pouches. You may remember they tried to market these as snooze back in the day, SNU.
Oh, yeah.
You put them in your mouth, right?
Yeah, well, it's just chew, but it came in a little bag.
I remember those,
put it between your cheek and gum.
Well, this is much more popular in other places around the world than it is here.
Just a pinch between your cheek and gum.
Yeah, it's much more popular. But it was a pouch,
that's right.
Yeah, it's a little pouch.
So all the stuff didn't come out. I got it.
Yeah. Apparently, young Danes are putting these nicotine pouches in nature's pocket.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of buzz you get off that? Yeah.
And inside the foreskin.
Yes, it fit.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yes, it fit.
That's the baffling part.
Young Danes have their foreskin?
Oh, yeah. The other part wasn't baffling.
Like, kids are going to stick things up their butt, aren't they?
I'm with you, Nick.
Yeah. You want to tell us?
And Euros are going to stick things in their foreskin.
But why
that's
fold
the thing, too.
So what's the buzz in folding it in your foreskin?
That's it just gets closer.
Well, what's the buzz of sticking in your butt, too, for that matter?
There's it's one way to find
to
out.
The blood flow.
Yeah. None of us have foreskin.
Just closer to the blood flow. Motherboard found multiple threads on Scandinavian forums where users discussed placing these nicotine pouches on or up intimate body parts. In Denmark, the word snooze is oftentimes used as a catch-all term for any tobacco or nicotine pouch placed underneath the upper lip, but users report a mild burning sensation in the gum during use. One teenager recounted how he and a group of friends had put these nicotine bags in the foreskin while drunk at a party.
God, people.
A health expert told broadcasters about a boy that she had spoken to who claimed to have done the same. She said they got drunk and one forgot to take the nicotine pouch out again. The next morning he woke up. His penis was red, very swollen, hurting. It was the first and last time he tried it.
So everybody, all the young Danes have sleeves? Nobody's circumcised? Google that, puss.
He doesn't have to.
I'd rather
Google young circumcised Dane boys.
She said nicotine pouches can cause gum damage. Imagine what other parts of the body. Right. One student told Motherboard how he had experimented with placing the snooze inside the foreskin. He said he was bored. He was about to take a snooze and masturbate, and his curiosity got the better of him, so he tucked it in.
That's the wrong order, by the way.
What?
Take a snooze and masturbate.
Oh, you're right. Masturbate.
No. S-N-U-S. Oh, S-N-O-O.
This isn't sleeping.
I thought he wanted to take a nap.
No.
This kid's got to be
pretty
bored.
He said it was a low-strength, all-white dry port. He said he didn't feel too much of an effect. Maybe it would have been different if he had a stronger one.
Apparently, they are well below the average in Denmark.
Of what?
Of circumcision.
Circumcision.
Yeah, figure that.
Everybody's
got a sleeve, except for one guy probably doesn't have a sleeve, and he can't do this.
Yeah, he's all disappointed at the party.
Well,
yeah.
He's still got his butthole.
Yeah, apparently that's pretty painful.
But if you achieve the two
methods, all sounds painful.
Doesn't the pouch fall out then? There's no place to put the pouch.
Well, you don't chub with it when you're chewing it, probably.
I've got no idea.
Well,
he
wanted to masturbate. So
yeah, I know.
You got to chub to do that.
Here's the deal. When you're like 16, if you're bored, you masturbate. If you're bored more, you masturbate again. You don't.
Right.
Because you're 16.
Oh, maybe the second time, that's when you need the nicotine to help you out.
Oh, come on. We would have tried it if we were kids.
Well, we didn't have snooze when we were kids.
And I didn't have a sleeve, man,
we
either.
We did.
I've been circumcised since day one.
If I were 16now, I'd probably give it a whirl. Yeah.
One person said they tried to put it up there one time, and they said it was quite painful after just a few minutes, but the nicotine craving disappeared, so I guess it works.
Oh, the nicotine would burn your anus,
The menthol. They say the menthol. One guy got a cold sensation from the menthol, he said.
I was wondering if flavor would matter in this situation.
Yeah.
So, there you have that as a possibility.
That would suck to wake up with that. Like, in your foreskin, like, what did I do last night? You're like, what's that? Like, oh, that's right. Tobacco.
We were bored. Us crazy Danes.
Yeah, it said the world is...
Play pickleball or something.
The world average is like 33%, and Denmark's like 5%.
There's a lot of things I would do at that age, bored, and that wouldn't be them.
No.
That's the last thing.
Yeah, you got a lot of energy at that age. You can do anything you want. Sit around with, you know, some chew in my sack. Well,
or up your butt. I mean, that's...
Well, it would have to be our butts because all of us don't have sleeves. Yeah. All right.
Well, according to Nick, that's just what you do when you're a teen. You put stuff up your butt.
You did say that.
I
don't know. He's also thinking about do female gorillas look for dildos.
Yeah.
More of that comedy coming up this week. Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's just Monday.
We'll have the answers to these questions. The third base bar and grill at Council Bluffs on Wednesday.
Friday,
Barleycorns at Wichita, then Saturday at Big Canvas here in Omaha.
And back in Omaha. We're back tomorrow. GNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. If you guys download all the podcasts and things like that, or wherever you get your podcasts, we're on all the sites. And also, Mr. Skin joined us, so you can listen for that. All right. Tomorrow's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Some other stuff on there now.
Nut Rack Monday.
Nut Rack Monday. We'll start that up in full force next Monday. There's a bear up there getting his nut rack right now. You want to check it out. All right. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.